This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And you're with Annie and Ando for your Tuesday breakfast, and we've saved the best for last because our special guest is in the studio. It's Dilruk Jayasinghe, comedian and extraordinaire from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You guys are joy by name and by attitude. I'm loving this. First of all, the song that was just playing has put me in a good mood, as I said to the both of you before. Numani, was it?
Yes.
Then you give me this amazing intro, really bigging me up.
Research.
And then you play the theme song from my favorite TV show of all time. So I can't see this. I mean, I think it's only downhill from here now. How are you going to top such an amazing kickoff? You guys have all, you set the bar too high.
Oh, you're too kind, Dilruk. Also, it's relevant because Dill and I, we're friends from the comedy scene.
Stand-up comedy world.
Stand-up comedy world, and you have a podcast called Fit Bet. And mm-hmm. I was absolutely surprised, but not surprised, when you got a spot on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Right.
That has been your trajectory. Like, we started open micing around the same time. I kind of stepped back, but you kept hitting it hard. And now you're on reality TV. The pinnacle of Australian television.
It's really weird because it's like you tiptoe around the idea whether you consider yourself a celebrity or not after you do a couple of telly appearances, and then suddenly you're on a show that says, I'm a celebrity. It feels a little unnatural for someone like me. Like, I felt like they needed to change the title to, Am I a Celebrity? Should I be in here?
I have a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah. I don't have a blue tick. Should I be in here? That's what my
show. Do you not have a blue tick?
I don't have a blue tick yet. Can we make a How do we make this happen?
Let's
How do I
campaign.
Get a blue tick?
We've got an Instagram manager that looks after the Annie and Ando show.
So right.
And
maybe
our 30 followers.
32. We got two more followers this morning.
Yeah.
we'll see what they can do for you.
Yeah, hopefully. It is nice to be back in home soil.
You got back from the jungle Saturday?
Saturday night. I got kicked out on Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday night Australia time. And then Saturday evening I was back in Melbourne.
Oh. How does it feel, though, to be the first person eliminated?
Not great.
All right, there it is. The elephant in the room has been
made. Oh, no. I've been very open about it from day dot as soon as it happened. Like, absolutely spewing that I was the first person to go. But don't get me wrong, I saw it coming as well. So there's a real mixed bag between being aware that I think I'm the first one to go. I just had an inclination that because I had the smallest profile in there. So for someone at my stage of the career, the invitation to be on the show is the win straight away. Like, it's like, I can't, like, this is better than anything. And the fact that I'm in there is already a success for me, you know? Yeah. So, but I was kind of having my fingers crossed too if I could not be the first.
So when it happened, it was like, okay, fair enough,
because I am like literally the one with the smallest profile in there. But what were you going to say?
Was there something that you were looking forward to? Like, what were the challenges that you were anchoring?
I wanted to do a heights one or a eating challenge, like the gross eating one. Like, there was Impala Anus on for, and that's a scientific term. I'm using all the absolute science here.
Sounds like a band.
There was bull testicles and Impala Anus. Yeah. And I would have liked to have seen how I went with those, especially with there was some where there were like cocktails of gruesome stuff, and I don't want to get into it because it's 8:30 in the morning and people might
that was
be
Rhonda and
Rhonda Birchmore, Ryan and one other.
Who was
the other one? I can't remember who else did it, but it was gross. Oh, and Billy Brownless, AFL's
and Rhonda's ability to scull those cocktails.
Well, that's why she's my favorite to win, because I there's a lot of big players in there, like someone like Charlotte from Jordy Shore's got the biggest following, so she's probably most likely to win. But Rhonda has just been tapping into this persona that you know, because it's really hard for her. She's struggling, but when it comes to it, the crunch time, she just gets the job done.
She looks
and
hungry.
In Australia, we love a triumph over adversity story.
We do. And she looks hungry. I want her to eat more. She can't afford to. She's lean. She's very lean and fit.
Oh, and she's so flexible.
Well, I was watching last night, and she's got her legs. Somebody asked her about her legs. Next thing they pivot and they're hinged.
She's amazing. Gosh. She can kick right above her head.
If you've just joined us, we're with Dilruk Jayasinghe from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, comedian as well. We are on the campaign to try and get him verified on Instagram. Blue tick. If you want to help out with that.
Now, you mentioned before Charlotte and being a big follower. I was going to call her your bread. If she's a slice of bread, you are the pastrami, and there was another piece of bread in terms of the sleeping arrangement.
Yeah. So it is true. So her and Ryan were striking up a little bit of a romancing thing happening, and I felt like I was in between. My bed was between the two of them. So I refer to myself as a Sri Lankan bunk blocker because I wasn't allowed to say the word that I actually wanted to say in terms of blocker. The word that usually precedes the word blocker in this, I wasn't allowed to say. So I had to, can we say it here?
I don't know.
No.
Well, you know, it's like a rooster.
Yeah, okay, got it. Yep, thank you.
So I was a rooster blocker. Damn it, I wish I thought of it while I was in the jungle. But so what I did was I actually offered my bed to Ryan so he can be closer to Charlotte, but it came at a price. I asked him if he can give me his allocation of meat for the night, because we only get a little bit of meat each night. So he got the meat to be closer to Charlotte, and I got his warthog. Which, again, is not a euphemism. It's actual warthog. We ate Pumbaa, basically.
Oh, well.
Laugh your way into the day with Annie and Ando.
Joining us in the studio on the Annie and Ando Breakfast Show is Dilruk Jayasinghe, comedian and first person eliminated from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, you know what I'm loving? I just realized it's Annie and Ando. That's AAA. I love an alliteration. Yeah, and dude, you're just nailing it with the Ann and Ando.
Oh, stop it. Somebody else texted in saying, great show. So we're just full of compliments. I feel good.
It's a happy-go-lucky vibe today. Yeah. I'm loving this.
And you were mentioning you're a happy-go-lucky guy. Mm. And coming out of the jungle, they didn't get to show maybe every part of you that they could have shown.
Is that, you mean physically? What are you talking about?
That harness really frames a lot of things.
I did actually have a bit of butt crack visual at one point when I was trying to get on top of an inflatable pizza slice.
My pants fell down. To my phone. You know,
Just just straight onto Tinder and having the crack. But no, it was interesting because it's such a big show. There's so many different personalities in there, and it's, you know, bigger personalities. So I think there's a lot of my being silly and dumb didn't make it to air, and you sort of see it in the highlights reel, which actually never went to air.
Oh, no.
So that's probably, if anyone wants to know like, well, how much fun I had, just watch the highlights reel, because the rest of the eps just showed me being really serious and earnest.
Yes.
Which is, you know, 90% of me, but I do like the 10% that taps into.
Were you the only comedian there?
There was Nikki Osborne.
Oh,
she,
yes, Nikki.
She was there, but also there's Ryan from Maths, from Married at First Sight. He started doing stand-up about 3 years ago as well.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Technically,
he's on our heels.
And then also there's, like, you know, really genuinely funny people like Charlotte, Miguel, the two footy players. You know, they're all just naturally funny. Rhonda Birchmore is hilarious.
Yeah.
Tanya Hennessy. You know, there's a lot of comedian, like, essentially people with comedic talent in there, you know. So it was
amazing.
Quite a...
So you kind of fell to the bottom then. You became the sincere one.
Totally.
Respect to our guest, Annie Louis.
He's my friend as well. I can give him
Well, it's also that thing as well. I used to be really insecure about the idea of being funny. It was, like, important to me to be known as funny, because I think growing up in a big family back in Sri Lanka, if you weren't funny, you didn't get attention. So for me, funny is an important currency. But as soon as I could whack the title of stand-up comedian next to my name and basically live off it and pay rent, unless I have a big enough crowd, I'm not going to give you the goods.
Oh, <yeah. laughs>
So the national broadcasting of Australia was not enough for me, apparently. I'm like, I'm just going to show my earnest side.
Yeah.
No, obviously it was an unconscious
decision.
It was an unconscious decision, because there's obviously multiple, like, it's 24 hours a day the camera's on you, and we're up for about 18 of them. So really there was a lot to pick from. They just happened to pick the times that I was quite earnest.
Yes.
Hey, Dil, I know everyone's asking you this question, who you think's going to win. And you said before Rhonda Birchmore.
Oh, well, she's my... I would like her to win.
You would
because
who
she's,
do you think will win then?
Who do I think? Well, Charlotte's got like 7 million followers on Instagram.
And a blue tick.
She's got like extra ticks. She, like, her blue ticks have blue ticks. You know what I mean? But also she's just so wonderful for the show. She's genuinely funny and really cool person. Like, she and I got along really well. Like, it's one of those ones that I never would have imagined that I was going to be mates with someone, like, especially Erin from Love Island. You know, we have nothing in common, and it turns out we're the same, you know, two sides of the same coin. Like, just wicked sense of humor at different ends of the spectrum of humor. Like, she was really sarcastic, whereas I kind of suppressed my sarcasm. So it was like, you know, it was really good. So Rhonda Birchmore would be my pick.
Who do you think will go out next?
Oh, next will probably, in my opinion, will might be Tom, because he's the other one who hasn't had as much airtime. So if I looked at it going in terms of airtime, it's been me had the least, then it was Nikki, and then I reckon Tom's had the least.
I've got a man crush on Tom.
Man, he's lovely. You
he's
should
a
see.
Hot dad.
Oh, dude, he looks like this at 50. Can you imagine what he looked like back in his heyday?
I do. I've looked at them.
He's
a hot rooster.
The first thing I Googled when I got out, like, especially his Dancing with the Stars performance when he ripped his shirt off. Man, he's a total surfer dude as well. He's a loving dad now as well. So speaking of
transformations.
Can we get him on the show? No, I don't want to. Like, I'm behaving like you've already left the studio.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm just chopped liver. I'm used to that.
To get Tom in here.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say you've had a great body transformation that you're very proud of as well, having a podcast. So I'm wondering, you know, now that you've done this, what's the next reality TV show? Would you consider a dating show?
Oh, mate, if they want to do, like, The Bachelor for me, I would love to do it.
There's another
it's time we had a person of colour as The Bachelor, right? Mm. But I think we're ready for that. Maybe Bachelor, I could do that. I could do, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars. I can't dance, but I'd love to have a boogie around. I can't sing. I would do Mark sing. Honestly, I would do anything as long as it doesn't affect my stand up touring. That's my only clause. I've actually said no to a bunch of things that clashed with me doing an open mic spot.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of, Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up
March 26th to the 17th of April. It's my show's called Victorious Lion, and it's a direct translation of my last name, Jai Singer. Oh, you've done your research, Andrew. Yeah, Look at you. But it's ironic now because Victorious Lion and
first
I got kicked out of the jungle. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's clearly not the king of the jungle that I was hoping to be at the end of this TV show, but it's still going to be a lot of fun.
Tickets are on sale now. If you head to the Comedy Festival website, just search Dillrook, and it's been a pleasure chatting
to you. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Hopefully see you guys soon again.
Absolutely. You're with Annie Nando, and on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.